来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录我们知道就是末世，神主耶稣借着约翰写给我们的，对我们信徒来讲，这是我们生活的指南书。
We know the book of Revelation is a book written by John through Lord Jesus and God as a guide to all the members in the last days.
这个启示录是要把它行出来的。
And it is revelation is something that needs to be acted out and practiced.
那我们也知道这是对末世我们真教会的一个就是一个神的一个计划书。
And we also know that for the true church, this is the plan book of God for the church.
那这个我们以前有谈过，你只要念就是有福了。
And we mentioned before that if you were to just read this book, then you will be blessed.
天天念，天天有福啊。
And so every day that you read this book, every day you will be blessed.
那昨天晚上我们有看到第十二章的第一节、第二节。
So last night we talked about Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
那我们昨天晚上看到有一个妇人。
Yesterday we talked about a woman.
那这个妇人呢，是指的教会。
And this woman is referring to the church.
那也是指着我们每个个人。
And also is referring to each individual member.
他可以集体的讲整体的教会。
As a whole, she can represent the whole church.
那以个别的就是我们每个人啊。
Individually speaking, she can also represent each one of us.
这个妇人呢，她用那个神的创造第那个第四天的创造哈。
And this woman uses what was created on the fourth day.
日夜星来装饰。
She was adorned with the sun, moon, and stars.
这样比较好记嘛。
And so it's very easy for us to remember.
好，那她是荣耀的。
And she is glorious.
一方面呢，她又是那个苦难的。
But on the other hand, she is also filled with suffering.
这个苦难是以人间来讲。痛苦的最痛苦的那苦难就是生产的惨难。
And it is she, it uses the pain that is the most difficult that we can imagine in this world, which is the pain of labor to describe it.
所以是一个荣耀的苦难。
So it is a glorious pain.
那她苦难是什么？要生小孩。
And she is in pain because she is in labor to give birth.
所以我们的荣耀是神给的。
And so our glories also come from God.
披戴基督就是你受洗的时候得到的。
When we're clothed with the Lord Jesus Christ, it means that we have been baptized.
你的脚跟主有份，这是被洗脚，你从这个得到的。
And our feet have part with the Lord Jesus is through the foot washing.
我们是天上的星。
And we are the stars in the sky.
是在神的眼中看为宝贵。
And we are precious in the sight of God.
但是我们的灵修，我们的行道，这是好像惨难一样。
But our spiritual cultivation and how we put the words we know into practice is like labor pains.
那十二章的第三节之后。
And after chapter 12, verse 3,
又有一个异象了。
There is another sign.
这也是天上的异象哦。
And this is another sign that appeared in heaven.
介绍一条大红龙。
It introduces a great fiery red dragon.
这个是红，这是火的红啊。
And so this red is a fire, fire's red.
因为红有时候是血的红，有时候是火的红。
Because sometimes red is used to describe the color of blood, or it can also be the color of fire.
这个火的红呢，也就是那个第二匹马哈，在第六章第三节四节，第二匹马这个红马，这个火的红。
And so this fiery red is the same fiery red as it describes in chapter 6, verses 3 and 4 about the fiery red horse.
这个红马一出来就没有太平了。
When this fiery red horse comes, there's no more peace.
那感谢神，我们这是太平教会，所以应该是有太平的。
But thank God this is Pacifica Church, so we should have a lot of peace.
那个火红的马出来呢，就有大刀就砍了。
And so when the fiery red horse came, he came with a great sword.
那他的背后是谁呢？
And who follows him?
看起来人在争吵有时候，但是其实后面是大红龙的。
And after him, it follows the red fiery dragon.
好， 那这个大红龙呢，它有七头十角啊。
And this fiery red dragon have seven heads and ten horns.
我常在讲这个十个角怎么配合到七个头啊？这个怎么来配合
？I was often wondering how do you put ten horns on the top of seven heads?
七是完全的。
A seven is the complete perfect number.
连接在一起啊。
It is connected together.
头脑应该不错的，一个头脑就。一个头两个大，他是呢一个身有七个头了。
Just having one brain is good enough, but he has a seven heads on one body.
并且能够联合的不错。
And is able to coordinate them very well.
脚呢是力量。
Horns represent a power or strength.
所以也很有力量的。
And so he is also very powerful.
啊，那这个他的那个七个头有七个冠冕。
And so on the top of the seven heads are seven diadems.、
嗯、昨天晚上我们谈那个妇人只有戴一个冠冕而已。
Last night we mentioned that on the top of the woman's head is one garland or a crown.
但是两个冠冕性质是不一样的。
But these two garlands or crowns or diadems are different in nature.
那个第一节、第二节，这个是那个是古执事哈，司提凡。
And so verses 1 and 2 is our deacon Ku, Stephen Ku.
So Stephen.
Stephen, the word.
Stephanos, 这个是得胜的。
Stephanos means victorious, victor.
那这个大红龙戴的这个冠冕是 diadem,
and so
diadem 嘛，这是华丽的，很有珠宝的。
And so the fiery red dragon's diadems are is something that is luxurious and luxurious.
这个是不一样的哈。
So it has a different feel to it.
啊，这个大红龙也蛮厉害的。
And so the fiery red dragon is very powerful.
第四节、哦、
Verse 4.
他的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一，把它摔在地上。
His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth.
他的尾巴在旧约里面呢，我们来看一下以赛亚书第九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter
9. 以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
看到那个第十三节
Let's read verse 13.
当时的百姓没有归向神、啊、没有寻找神
But the people do not turn to him who nor do they seek the Lord of hosts.
第十四节
14.
所以神呢要惩罚他们
And so the Lord will punish them.
所以主一日之间必从以色列中剪除头与尾终之以芦苇。
So therefore, in one day, the Lord will cut off the head and tail from Israel.
那头是什么
？So what is the head?
第十五节哈。
Verse 15.
长老和尊贵人就是头啊。
The elder and the honorable, he is the head.
那什么是尾
？What is the tail?
以谎言教人的先知就是尾。
The prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail.
那如果我们用这样来想的话
，And so if we think about it from this,
那个。魔鬼不会说，哎，显在这里要打我们，很少这样子的。
Satan will never appear right in front of us and say, "I'm going to fight you."
都是借着人，借着事。
He always uses a people and circumstances.
所以，那个在这个就是第十二章这个妇人的这个时代里面呢。
And so in the time of this woman in chapter 12.
我们知道，这是昨天我们有谈过哈，这是从第六第七号。吹到第七晚到之间发生的事情。
And we talked about yesterday, it is between the period of the seventh trumpet and the seventh bowl.
也就是说，世界要走进了最后的那个时期了。
Which is the world is coming to its final stages.
那这个撒旦会借着他的尾巴。
And so Satan will use his tail.
那刚刚我们看过的哦。
And so as we just read,
在旧约里面发生了、啊。
It happened already in the Old Testament.
天下没有新事，末世之前还会再发生。
There's nothing new under the sun that will happen before the end times.
就是以谎言教导人的先知。
And so it is the prophet who lies.
这是道理的问题啊。
And so it is a matter of a doctrine.
你从启示录看哈、哦。
If you look from Revelation,
到最后什么大战呐、啊，是啊。最后都是真理的问题。
And the final battles are all concerning the truth.
都是针对真理而有的征战。
And these are battles that arose because of a difference in truth.
那以谎言教导人的先知。
And so the prophet who teaches lies.
他们本身可能是先知啊。
Perhaps they themselves are prophets.
曾经是先知。
Or they once upon a time was a prophet.
但是后来他们以谎言教导人，就是这个不是出于神的话，他们自己想的或是变质了。
But at the end, they teach lies, meaning that what they taught is not from God, it has changed in nature.
这个会更厉害的。
And so this is even more dangerous.
如果是那个，譬如说外邦的那个术士啦，那些法师啦，以色列百姓不会被很快被迷惑的。
Because the Israelites would not be so easily deceived by a Gentile sorcerer or teacher.
因为你本身就晓得这是从外面的攻击啊。
Because they themselves will understand that this was an attack from the outside.
那如果本身他是曾经是先知，
but if this person was a prophet,
那现在是说谎话，
but now he speaks lies,
那就很快会把三分之一天星给甩下去。
Then very quickly he can draw down a third of the stars of heaven.
那就是被迷惑了，
meaning he can deceive them.
他本来是天上的星。
Originally, he was a star in heaven.
从启示录看，星就是我们属神的子民呢。
From the book of Revelation, stars represent the people who belong to God.
昨天我们有谈到，我们在真理上，在道理上要长进哦。
Yesterday, we mentioned that we must grow in the truth and also in our faith.
并且要固守原有的生命之道。
And we have to protect that faith that we have.
如果没有的话，会被甩下去了。
If not, then we'll be drawn down.
好，那接下来，但是不是全部了，三分之一就不到一半了。
But it's not everyone, it's one third, so not yet half.
那从起数来讲的话，全就是全部了哈，这是满的全。
So in the book of Revelation, the full number will represent all everyone.
那再就是二分之一。
And then there is the two third.
那再就三分之一。
And then the one third.
那接下来就是那个什么四分之一。
And then a quarter.
然后剩下的就是十分之一。
And the remaining is one twelfth.
那这个时候已经世界已经快要结束之前是三分之一啊，会被甩下去。
And so now, before the end of the world, a third will be thrown down to the earth.
这里的天上星辰不是什么那个天使啊，或者什么，这里是从起数来讲话，我们是属天的，住在天上的神的百姓，原始就是我们就是这个天星了。
And so the stars of heaven here are not talking about angels, but it's talking about us who are belonging to God.
在这个时候已经是吹了第七号了，已经世界很接近尾声了。
By this time, the seventh trumpet has already been blown, and so it is coming to the end.
我们知道日子越近，魔鬼的工作会越来越厉害。
And we know that when the day comes closer, that the work of the devil will intensify.
但是这个时候，这个妇人孩子还没生下来啊。
But at this time, the woman has not yet given birth.
那接下来我们来看哈。
Let's read on.
龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前呐、啊，等她生产之后要吞吃她的孩子。
And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born.
这是以整体来讲的。
And so this is talking about on a high level.
教会到最后会完全了。
At the end, the church will become perfect.
这个孩子生下来就是完全了哈。
When the child is born, it means it is perfect.
保罗讲过嘛哈，在加拉太书第四章。
Paul has talked about this in Galatians chapter 4.
他跟加拉太的信徒这么说。
He said this to the members in Galatians.
我为你们再受生产之苦。
I have suffered the pains of birth once again.
所以保罗也在生小孩啊。
And so Paul also is giving birth.
那这种苦是惨难的苦，人间人家说最痛的苦了。
And that pain is a pain of labor, which is the most painful thing in this world.
那孩子生下来之后。
So after the child is born,
我们看第五节哈。
Let's read verse 5.
这个妇人就生一个男孩子了。
And the woman bore a male child.
那将来要用那个铁杖，那个牧养万国的。
Who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron.
但是一生下来，这个孩子就被提到神的宝座那里去了。
As soon as the child was born, the child was caught up to God and to his throne.
如果从启示录来看的话，就是第七章从第九节到十七节这个景象。
And from the perspective of Revelation, this is in, from chapter 7, verse 9.
信徒一完全之后,
after the members are perfect,
就进到了神的面前,
they will come before God.
就在神的面前日夜侍奉,
and they will worship in front of God day and night.
就不会再堕落了,
and they will no longer perish or deteriorate.
这个是一个从启示录第七章九节到十七节这一段哈。
And so this is a section in chapter 7 verses 9 to 17.
好，我们看第六节，回来我们的启示录第十二章六节。
Let's come back to Revelation chapter 12 verse 6.
这个妇人生了小孩之后
，After the woman gave birth，
这个妇人就逃到旷野。
The woman fled into the wilderness.
要逃啊。
She had to flee.
逃就自己跑啊。
Flee meaning she fled by herself.
圣经里面有很多要逃的。
In the Bible, there's many recordings of people fleeing.
要逃避淫行。
You have to flee against your sexual immorality.
你要逃避偶像。
You have to flee from idols.
你要逃避贪心。
You have to flee from greed.
逃就是说你自己要跑啊。
Flee meaning you have to run away yourself.
你逃没有人抱你啊。
When you're fleeing, no one is carrying you on their shoulders.
自己要跑啊，这个人家牵着也不行啊。
You have to do it yourself. You can't have people holding your hand.
所以在这个时候呢，那个无论是教会或是个人，
要
逃避这些。
So at this time, whether it is the church or us individually, we have to flee from these things.
要逃到哪里去？
Where do we flee to?
逃到旷野。
Flee to the wilderness.
看你跑得动跑不动、
And、so it depends on whether you can make it there or not.
我们在灵修的上面也是一样的。
It's the same in our spiritual cultivation.
以色列人出埃及的时候，是神抱着他们出来的。
When the Israelites left Egypt, God carried them in His bosom.
好像圣经说是神用好像大鹰的两个翅膀把他们背出来。
The Bible says it's as if God carried them on the wings of eagles out of Egypt.
这是我们刚信主的时候。
And this is what it's like when we first believe.
红海为你开啦。
The Red Sea will part for you.
这是一个，你不用做什么，你就是那个，像摩西所讲，你们就站着看神的恩典。
And this doesn't require you to do anything. It's just like Moses says, stand and see the grace of God.
那过了红海之后呢？
But after the Red Sea,
在红海之前是一个脚印的。
Before the Red Sea, that is one footprint.
因为神抱着你走啊，所以那时候你太小了。
Because God is carrying you and you are too small at the time.
那个海边的脚印嘛，对不对？刚开始是一个脚印的，是神抱着你走的啊。
Everyone knows the footprints by the beach, where in the beginning there's only one set of footprints because God was carrying you.
我们从小像我们被生下来是妈妈带着我们走的。
When we were all born, when we were little, our mothers would carry us.
慢慢你会走了。
But after, slowly you begin to be able to walk.
你五岁六岁还要背，那就有一点，哎呀，自己走了。
If you're five or six and you still want to be held, your mother may say, "Oh no, walk yourself."
你二十岁出去还说妈妈背背，那就你妈妈可能要会哭了，你可能是小麻痹或怎么样。就不正常了。
If you're in your 20s and you still say, "Mom, please carry me," then there's something really wrong.
你二十岁还要背啊
？If you still need to be carried when you're 20,
你自己要走了。
You need to walk on your own.
神只是伴着你走，所以是两个脚印了。
And so God will accompany you, so that's why there are two sets of footprints.
到最后你坚强了。
And but at the end, when you're strong,
你逃避淫行，你要自己逃啊。
When you flee from sexual immorality, that's something you do by yourself.
我已经长大成人，面对的这个凶恶，让神帮助，但是你要自己逃啊。
We have grown up and become mature, so even though we face difficulties and God may help us, but we have to do it on our own.
这时候你不能坐在那说，我本来就是这样子，我不知道，跟我没有关系。
At that time, you can't sit there and says, "Oh, I don't know what to do. This has nothing to do with me."
你不逃不行啊。
You have to flee for your life.
所以我们在灵修这个时候是要自己跑的。
And so in our spiritual cultivation, we have to flee ourselves.
那逃到旷野。
Flee into the wilderness.
这里说那里有神给他们预备的地方。
Where she has a place prepared by God.
为什么逃到旷野？
Why into the wilderness?
旷野是什么？
What is the wilderness?
旷野在哪里？
Where is the wilderness?
其实我们再回想一下哈。
If we were to think back,
神跟人接触点常常在旷野。
God often meets a man in the wilderness.
在自然里面，神的创造。
In his nature that he created.
你看神把那个亚伯拉罕召出来。
See how God called Abraham.
神要祝福他。
He wanted to bless Abraham.
所以说你出来到外面。
He says, "Come out."
看星哈。
Come and look in the sky.
你的子孙像星那么多。
Your descendants shall be as numerous as the stars.
我们再想到雅各哈。
And when we think about Jacob.
雅各他在妈妈肚子里面，神已经祝福了。
Jacob was blessed by God even when he was still in his mother's stomach.
但是他四十岁之后。
But after he was 40.
神才第一次真正的跟他接触。
It was the first time that God really got in touch with him.
在哪里？
And where was this?
在伯特利。
It was in Bethel.
神跟雅各接触在伯特利，那个时候伯特利有没有人？
God met Jacob in Bethel. At that time, was there anyone at Bethel?
圣经记载，我们看一下、哦、那个这个我们上次有谈过，但是这个是一个很好的图画。我们看创世纪二十八章。
We talked about this last time, but it's a beautiful picture. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28.
这个我们每次都会想到一个诗嘛，就是孤藤老树昏鸦那个哈，断肠人在天涯，还记得吗？
This always reminds me of a poem.
小桥流水人家二十八章哈。
Chapter 28.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你看雅各出了别示巴。
Jacob went out from Beersheba.
他爸爸他的家，他爸爸妈妈住在别示巴。
His father and mother lived in Beersheba.
他在这之前，他可能没离过家。
Before this, he probably never left home.
从别示巴一直走到哪里？走到哈兰。
And so from Beersheba, he walked and walked all the way to Haran.
比那个五百里还更远呐、啊。
It's longer than 500 kilometers.
那走去了。
And he walked there.
离开了，那现在走的都是旷野路啊。
And his in the road was a wilderness.
好，他走到一个地方。
And he came to a certain place.
那个地方还不晓得什么地方呢、啊。
And he didn't even know where that place was.
但是走，太阳落下了。
But he walked, and the sun has set.
夕阳西下了。
And the sun has set.
在这里我们看到一个断肠人在天涯。看，你看他离开了家。
So we can see this man who left home.
他要在那里住宿。
And he was to stay there.
前面没有村，后面没有店啊。
In front of him, there's no nothing all around him.
以大地。
It's a big just piece of earth, and that was his bed.
以天为盖啊，那个被，哈、哦，就睡在那里了。
So heaven was his blanket, and he just slept outside there.
那里有什么
？What was there？
有一块石头啊，他就拿个石头枕在那里就睡了。
And there was a stone, so he took one of the stones at the place and slept.
这是很典型的旷野、啊。
And this is a very typical wilderness.
神跟雅各在这里会面了。
And this is where God met Jacob.
那从此之后呢
？And after this,
我们所看到的哈，那个神也在旷野里面，那个跟百姓在一起、啊。
We can see that God was with the people in the wilderness.
我们来看那个诗篇一百三十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 136.
诗篇一百三十六篇。
Psalm 136.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
十六节。
Verse 16.
诗篇一百三十六篇十六节。
Psalm 136, verse 16.
十六节。称谢那引导自己的民行走旷野的，因为他的慈爱永远长存。
To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever.
神是带领他们走旷野路的。
And so God is the one who led his people through the wilderness.
神特别把百姓引到旷野里面。
God especially led his people into the wilderness.
这个我们看那个申命记第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第八章第二节。
Chapter 8 verse 2.
八章二节，
8,
你且要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你、啊、这四十年。
And you shall remember the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness.
神在旷野引导他们。
And so the Lord God led them in the wilderness.
来训练他们。
To train them.
接下来说要苦练你们、啊、试验你们。
It says to humble and to test you.
要让他们最主要要让他们知那 要知道他们是不是遵行神的命令、
so that he knows whether they will keep his commandments or not.
那接下来就一个 很有名的，就是我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你们和你们列祖所不认识的玛瑙赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠主口里所出的一切话。所以是以神的话为中心的训练。
And so this training was centered upon the words of God.
所以神带领以色列百姓出埃及，不是马上进迦南。
And so God led the people out of Egypt and did not immediately lead them to Canaan.
而是四十年的旷野。
But they went through 40 years of the wilderness.
四十年的神恩典。
There's 40 years of the grace of God.
所以你想想在旷野里面的生活。
And so if you imagine the life in the wilderness,
好不好?
Is it a good life?
应该是很好。
It should be a great life.
吃不用什么烦恼。
You don't have to worry about what to eat.
喝也不用烦恼。
And not, you don't worry about what to drink.
住神保护。
And God protected you and where you lived.
走呢?有云柱火柱。的带领运臂
and there is a pillar of cloud and fire to guide your footsteps.
那由神的话语约柜带领着他们以约柜为中心
and there was a word of God and the covenant ark of the covenant of God that led them.
这就是旷野的美好
and that is the beauty of the wilderness.
但是呢，旷野是个试验哦
but the wilderness is also filled with tests.
在旷野里面，其实神我们来看那个耶利米书哈。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
每次神在跟回想他跟以色列百姓的关系。
Every time God recalls his relationship with the Israelites.
当以色列人背叛神的时候。
When the Israelites turn back against God.
神都回想到旷野的日子。
God will think back to their days in the wilderness.
好像一个渐渐老去的。小姑娘一样
just like an aging girl
慢慢老了嘛对不对
someone who she's gradually aging
她被遗弃了
and she has been abandoned
她一定想跟那个薄情郎说你还记得我们以前青梅竹马我们多么好、啊、
and she would turn to her lover and said do you remember when we were young and how wonderful that was
那个时候你说可以海枯石烂都不会离弃我现在你看
at that time you told me that no matter what happens I will never leave you
你看我老了
but now look I am old
你也发达了
and you are successful
然后呢你就不要我
and you have left me
那我们看第二章
so let's turn to chapter 2
耶利米书二章
Jeremiah chapter 2
主的话临到耶利米这么说
The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah.
神叫耶利米去，说你去。
God told Jeremiah to go.
去哪里？去向耶路撒冷人的耳中喊叫。
A cry in the hearing of the people of Jerusalem.
很大的喊，这英文是很好的，哭着喊。
And cry loudly.
说什么呢
？And saying what?
说神这么说了。
And thus says the Lord.
你幼年的恩爱。婚姻的爱情，你怎样在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得。
I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness.
好久好久以前哈。
A long, long time ago.
你还年幼的时候。
In your youth.
还没有很复杂的时候。
Before things got complicated.
那在哪里跟随？在旷野跟随神啊。
You went after me in the wilderness.
神都记得啊。
And so God remembers all these.
神是很念旧的。
God is very nostalgic.
那个最原始的爱情。
That very pure and original love.
真的，当我们那个从世界回转归向神的时候。
When we turn to God from this world.
我们那时候心很纯啊。
At that moment, our hearts were very innocent.
那个时候我们唱起说唯独耶稣，唱得很高兴啊。
And when we sing only Jesus, that is all, we sing it with joy.
当小朋友说，我们说世界前诗，我还有耶稣啊。
And when the children sing, I'd rather have Jesus than anything.
越唱越高兴啊。
And the more they sing this, the more joyful they are.
慢慢自己也感觉自己哇， 老成起来啊。
And slowly you'll feel like you have gotten older.
世上也有更多的东西啦。
That there are more things in this world.
就把神给慢慢的淡忘了。
And slowly we forget about God.
神再次的喊叫哈。
But God cries out.
你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，你怎样在旷野，在未曾跟众之地跟随我，我多记得啊。
I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness in the land that was not sown.
这是幼年的恩爱。
This is the kindness of youth.
刚结婚的那时候的那个甜蜜啊。
The sweetness when you were first newlywed.
当然那时候神是保护他们了哈。
Of course, at the time, God protected them.
但是慢慢的百姓富足啦，百姓享受了。就把神给慢慢忘记。
But slowly the people got wealthier and they had more enjoyments and they forget about God.
所以，那个我们看何西阿书啊。
Let's turn to Hosea.
何西阿书二章十四节。
Hosea chapter 2 verse 24.
何西阿书我们知道神把以色列百姓当成一个用一个淫乱的妇人哈来比喻啊。
In Hosea, we know that God used an adulterous woman to compare it to the people of Israel.
神会惩罚他们的。
And God will punish them.
那完了之后，第二章，我们看十四节。
And after this, in chapter 2, let's read verse 14.
后来我必劝导他，领他到旷野，对他说安慰的话。
Therefore, behold, I will allure her, will bring her into the wilderness and speak comfort to her.
那这个时候，我们看第十五节。
15.
神又要他从那里出来，我必赐他葡萄园，又赐他那个雅各谷作为指望的门，他必在那里应生，与幼年的日子一样，与从埃及地上来的时候相同。
I will give her her vineyards from there, and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. She shall sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt.
那个神说，那个日子你必称呼我是医师，就是医师，就是先生，就是男人的意思了哈。
And the Lord says, in that day you will call me my husband.
所以再一次的要把他带到旷野。
And so he will bring her back to the wilderness.
所以我们该去的地方是哪里？
And so where is the place that we should go?
旷野。
It's the wilderness.
以色列人在旷野地的时候，
When the Israelites were in the wilderness.
旷野应该没有那个什么很大的购物中心啊。
In the wilderness, there's no big mega malls.
你抬头一看，晴天。
You raise your head and look, and it's a blue sky.
旷野没有很多的树啊。
There are not too many, not too many trees, just some grass.
一望无际啊。
When you look ahead, there's
你只能看天看地。
There's nothing else to do but to look in the sky and on the ground.
最原始的神的生所给的生活了。
It is the most original lifestyle that God gave.
所谓的旷野的生活。
And this is a lifestyle in the wilderness.
是神为我们预备的。
It is something prepared to for us by God.
就是神给你预备的你的生活。
This is the life that God prepared for you.
就是靠神活下来的生活。
It is a life where you rely on God to live on.
用保罗的一句话讲了哈。
In the words of Paul.
就是保罗学会的知足。
This is Paul what he has learned to be content.
这要学习的。
It takes learning.
你可以要学当什么？
What do you learn to become?
学当腓利门。
You can learn to become a Philemon.
腓利门是有钱人啊。
He is a wealthy man.
神若祝福你，也要学哦。
If God blesses you, you have to learn.
有时候你可能没有办法当腓利门，因为有钱就怎么样，就不行了。
Maybe you can't really become a Philemon because once you are wealthy, then you can't take it. You can't handle it.
差不多四十几年前我听了一个见证， 我要写下来，一直到现在都不会忘记的。
40 years ago I heard this testimony that I wrote down and never forgotten.
那是发生在莆田的事情。莆田，中国有一个地方莆田嘛。
And this happened in 莆田 in China.
大家可能认识陈阳真长老。
Many of you may know Elder 陈阳真。
他如果活着应该一百多岁了。
If he were still alive, he'd be over 100 years old.
他说在莆田有一个弟兄姓陈啊。
And in 莆田 there's a brother Chen.
他是在收购那个什么，有时候收购古董啊，有时候也兼收一些旧东西就是了。
And so he is a collector of antiques and vintage items.
那他很信心不错。
And he has pretty good faith.
他有一个就是安息日都会来聚会，有聚会他会参加。
And he will always come to Sabbath services, and he will come when there are services in the church.
他对那些不来参加聚会的人也蛮严厉的，就是了。
And he was quite hard on people who don't come to service.
他常常会说：“哎呀，怎么都不来聚会？”
And he will say to them, "Oh, why don't you come to church?"
有钱人怎么不奉献
？If you're wealthy, why don't you donate?
那一段时间呢？教会发现他都没有来聚会。
And after a period of time, the church found out that he had stopped coming to service.
那就去他家访问了。
And so they went to his house to visit him.
隔壁人说他搬走了。
His neighbors said that he had moved away.
也不知道搬去哪里。
And they don't know where he went.
听说搬到一个地方去。
They heard perhaps that he moved to this one place.
那教会就去找了。
And so the church went.
一找，不对啊，那个是那个清朝以前留下来的一个做大官人的大房子啊。
And they thought that's strange because this was the house of a high official left from the Qing dynasty.
那个傅真想说，他是不是里面去里面当管理员，然后是修朝啊什么的，也有可能呢。
And the church council member thought that maybe he went to be the manager of that house to help manage the estate or to clean up.
那个还有因为很大，所以还有门房呢，就是看门的，还有在守卫啊。
So it was a huge property, so there is also a doorman.
那个负责人就去问啊，说你们这里有没有一个陈什么什么的？
And so the council member asked the doorman, "Is there a Mr. Chen here?"
他们是想说。他们会回答说：“有了，这个姓陈的就在我们这边当管理员，在剪草啊，或者扫地啊。”
And they expected the doorman to answer, "Yes, we do have a Mr. Chen who's here as a landscaper or as someone who's cleaning up the property."
那个门房说：“有啊。”
And so the doorman did say, "Yes, we do."
负责人就很高兴了，哇，找到了。
And so the council member was very glad that they found Brother Chen.
但是门房说：“你们要找我们的陈老爷啊。”
But the doorman said that if you want to talk to the owner of the house,
那个负责人一听哈，我们的陈弟兄变成老爷了。
And so the council member was shocked that our brother Chen has become an owner of such an estate.
他说对啊，就是这个名字啊。
And so they verified that was the right name.
门房说你们等着我去通报一下，看要不要见你们呢。
And so doorman says, if you wait for a moment, let me go see if he's willing to see you.
当然就报进去了。
And so he went in.
那个门房就讲了，老爷有请啊。
And so the doorman says, "Oh, the owner of this house is willing to see you."
那教会负责人一想，不得了，我们的陈弟兄变成老爷，并且要见个面，也要通报啊，并且还要恩准呐。
And so the council members were all shocked that our brother Chen has become such a person, and they had to get permission to even see him.
那负责人就进去了。
And so the council members went in.
就是那个陈弟兄啊。
And sure enough, it was Brother Chen.
以前是穿的比较平常，现在穿的哇，倒是一板一眼呐、坐在那个正堂的中间。
Before he dressed very ordinarily, but now he looked like he dressed very well and sitting right in the center of the room.
当然教会的负责人啊，长子去了，他也是客客气气的嘛。
And he was very polite when the council member and the ministers visited him.
现在感谢主也忘记讲了。
And he forgot how to say thank the Lord.
他说哇，运气好啊。
And he said, "I am just very fortunate."
你看我长得脸方方的，耳朵大大的，我就是生来就是一个福相啊。
And he says, "Look at how nice and square my face is. I was born with good luck to do something with my life."
他才讲了，他因为在收购古董的时候，收到那个以前的，真的是真的那个皇帝用的那个餐具，所以他卖了，所以一大笔钱，并且他用那个钱来赚钱，所以越赚越大，所以他说。这个人实在是生来福相啊。
And so he explained that because he is an antique collector, he happened upon the utensils that were used personally by an emperor. And so because of that, he made a lot of money, and then he invested in that money to make more money. And so he says that he was born to do well and to do great things.
教务长说, 啊, 你是不是有想到聚会啊?
And so the church council member asked him, have you thought to come to church service?
那你这么有钱呢, 应该奉献一点吧?
If you're so wealthy, maybe you can offer something to the church.
他说我辛苦赚的, 并且呢, 我忙得要命, 哪里有时间去做礼拜啊?
He said, I earned it with my two hands, and I'm so busy now, and how do I have the time to go to service?
24小时都不够用了, 还有时间去教会坐在那里打瞌睡啊? 他以前可能就是去教会打瞌睡吧?
24 hours in a day is not even enough for me to spend. How do I have the time to go and doze off in the church?
哦, 实在是真的有钱啊。
And so he really is wealthy.
他成为什么？费利门啊。
He became a Philemon.
本来是踩个破脚踏车到处去收古董的, 现在出去有车子有司机了。
Before he would ride a rickety bike to collect his antique, but now he has a chauffeured car.
好了。 当然教会也没办法,
and so of course the church couldn't do anything about that. He already made his statement.
经过好几年之后,
many years later,
见证这个长老说, 诶, 有一次他在莆田街上,
this elder said that one time he was on the Putian street.
有一点下雨,
and it was drizzling.
那他在走的时候,
and as he was walking,
诶, 怎么那个墙角, 人家屋檐下, 有一个人看到他就, 脸就转过去了。
That underneath the portico, he saw someone look away quickly when he saw this elder.
一般这样，如果人家不看你，你也不看嘛。 哎，怎么忽然这样，你会就看得更详细啊？
Usually, if someone is not looking at you, then you're not going to look at them. But if someone quickly turns away, then you're curious to see who that person was.
哎，他一看，哎，那个不是那个陈老爷吗？我们的陈弟兄啊，怎么蹲在那个街旁边啊？
And so he looked and said, isn't that our brother Chen, the one that struck it big? Why is he living on the street?
结果就是把他带回家了。
And so this elder brought brother Chen home.
因为他有钱的时候做那个钱庄嘛, 到最后跟人家担保, 所以破产了。
So but when he was rich, he backed someone in an investment, and that went down. Went south, so he lost everything.
一破产什么都没有,
so after he became bankrupt, he lost everything, and his life, his wife also left him.
那个过世那个长老说，像这样的信徒适合做拉撒路，不适合做腓利门。
So this elder commented that such a man can only be Lazarus and cannot be Philemon.
拉撒路也要学习啊。
You also have to learn how to be Lazarus.
保罗说我学会了。
Paul says, I have learned.
我们在世上，无论你是拉撒路、腓利门，都是一样的。
In this world, whether we are Lazarus or Philemon, we're the same.
所以这要学啊。
So we need to learn.
我们看腓利比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
保罗这边所讲的啊。
Paul says here.
第四章十节啊。
Chapter 4, verse
10. 我靠主大大的喜乐。
I rejoice in the Lord greatly.
我看十一节。
Verse 11. I do not speak regard to need.
无论在什么情况都可以知足。
For whatever I've learned, I have in whatever state I am to be content.
你很有钱，很有钱啊。
When you're very, very wealthy,
有钱不是不好啊。
It's not bad to be wealthy.
但是你要学会啊。
But you have to learn.
学会当有钱人啊。
Learn how to be a wealthy person.
你很穷，很穷，很穷。
If you're very, very, very poor,
也不是不好啊。
It's nothing wrong with that.
就是。 保罗所讲，看你的处境，神给你什么，你已经努力了啊，就是这样子。
And so, like Paul says, in whatever state I am, you have tried your best, and this is a circumstance God gave you.
啊，这个要学的。
We have to learn.
无论什么情况哈。
No matter what state we are in.
他说知足。
He knows to learn to be content.
保罗说，这是我已经学会了。
Paul says, for I have learned.
没有一个人生来就会。
No one is born knowing.
都是要学。
We all have to learn.
跟青年讲也一样哦。
Same when I talk to the youth.
那个星期天，如果你功课不好，星期天不可以休息的，要六日殷勤工作。你现在人只做五天是， 是可以啊，但是如果你功课老是不好，对不对？人家星期天休息你不可以的，要照实际，要六日殷勤工作，安息日要来聚会就是了。
So I tell the youth that if you're not doing well in school, then you need to work 6 days. So just like the Bible says, work six days of the week. So on Sunday, even though nowadays people only work 5 days.
你已经六日很殷勤读书了。
If you have studied your best in the 6 days,
你就是考 C 的，也是感谢主啊。
And you take a test and you get C, and you have to thank the Lord.
就是快要不及格吗？有没有及格？刚好及格就感谢了。
And so if you just pass, then thank the Lord.
那如果你只是读一天，那你都每次都考 A plus， 那也感谢了。
But if you only have to study one day and you always get A plus, then thank the Lord as well.
但是你考 A plus 只是读一天，那就骄傲起来，那就不好了。
But if it only takes you one day to get an A plus and you become very proud because of that, then that's not good.
就败坏了。
Then you have become corrupted.
倒不如你每次都考个 C 的，感谢主。
And it would have been better if you have studied every day and gotten the C.
拉撒路不见了。
Lazarus has disappeared.
腓利门也过去了。
And Philemon has passed.
我们的神是永生的神。
Our God is an eternal God.
我们要学啊。
We need to learn.
学要逃。
To learn, we have to flee.
逃离开这些罪恶的事情。
To flee away from these sinful things.
贪心。
Greed.
那个淫乱。
Sexual immorality,
偶像
idols,
逃到神给我们预备的地方
but to flee to the place that God has prepared for us,
以神给我们的为知足啊
to be content with whatever God has given us,
所以这个是我们第一步要做到的事情
so this is the first step of what we need to do,
我们一生就是逃到旷野
in our entire lives we are fleeing into the wilderness,
逃到神为我们预备的地方
To flee to the place where God has prepared for us.
那我们先今天先讲到这边了。
So we conclude here.
那我们一起来唱。